时候先一个简短的祷告。
Shall we have a simple prayer before we start?
主，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, we are filled with thanksgiving to you.
晚上我们又一次的机会一同聚在你的跟前。
That tonight, once again, we have this opportunity to meet before you.
我们从深处把敬拜归给你。
From the very depths of our hearts, we just want to offer this worship to you.
主啊，你已经是得胜的主。
Lord, you have overcome.
你已经在十字架上完成了神的托付。
You have accomplished the entrustment.
虽然在地上的教会还有许多的软弱。
Although on earth, churches have many weaknesses.
但是我们知道你的旨意是一定成就的。
But we know that your will be done.
所以你给我们充足的信心跟随你。
Grant us this full faith to follow you.
无论环境是如何的艰难。
Regardless how the circumstances be,
让我们活在你自己复活的大能中。
Let us live in your resurrection power.
经历你在每一个环境中的得胜。
And experience the every victory you have accomplished.
主啊，愿你回来的时候。
Lord, we pray that when you return,
我们都唱凯歌。
We all sing these victorious songs.
我们都能把荣耀归给你。
We all give the glory to you.
今天晚上。
Tonight.
求你。垂天，使天下垂，亲自降临。
May you rend the heavens and come down.
让你的荣耀充满这个聚会。
So that your glory will fill this place.
让所有弟兄姊妹的心灵都得到鼓舞。
So that all brothers and sisters' hearts will be encouraged.
主啊，我们把说话的翻译的都交在你的恩手中。
Lord, we just commit the speaker and also.The hearers into your hand.
也求你用膏油膏所有听话的人。
May you anoint everyone who sits here and is listening.
让我们的心转向你的自己。
Turn our hearts to you.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主带我们来到最后一天的晚上。
We thank the Lord that He has led us to the very last evening.
我们这几天好像越聚啊，天气越热。
It seems that the more we gather together, the hotter the weather becomes.
但愿我们里面的这个心啊，和向着主的这个灵啊，也是越聚越火热。
And hopefully that our spirit, our heart toward our Lord is becoming more zealous.
我想今天晚上呢。在我们这个交通之前，我们还是读一点主的话。
Before our fellowship, we would like to study a few portions of God's words, please.
我相信哈，提摩太前书第三章十五、十六节，弟兄姊妹应该都会背。
At this point, I suppose our brothers and sisters should be able to memorize 1 Timothy 3:15-16.
可以吗？试试看好不好
Shall we try? Can you do that?
如果你不需要看的话呢，那么你就用背的。
If you don't have to look at the page, then just memorize them.
我们中文一遍，英文一遍。
We're going to try this in Chinese first and then in English.
中文先来。
Chinese first.
倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会。真理的柱石和根基，大灾近前的奥秘，无人不以为然。就是神在肉身显现，被圣灵称义，被天使看见，被传于外邦，被世人信服，被接在荣耀里。
But if I am delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the nations, received up in the world, believed in the world, received up in glory.
非常好。那么我们再请弟兄姊妹打开提摩太前书。
Again, turn your Bible to 1 Timothy.
今天晚上呢，我们要交通整卷的提摩太前书。
Tonight we're going to fellowship on the whole book of Timothy.
虽然呢不是详细的解经。
although we do not expound the whole book in detail.
我们要把其中重要的一些属灵的重点的东西拿出来交通。
However, we will point out all the spiritual important points here.
所以我也挑选一些的经文，我们把它读一下。Therefore,
I have selected some passages. We are going to read them now.
我们先看第一节，第一章第五节。First
chapter 1, verse 5.
但命令的总归就是爱，这爱是从清洁的心和无愧的良心、无伪的信心生出来的。Now
the purpose of the commandment is love, from a pure heart, from a good conscience, and from sincere faith.
第二章第一节。Chapter
2, verse 1.
我劝你第一要为万人恳求、祷告、代求、祝谢。
Therefore, I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men.
第三章第一节,
Chapter 3, verse 1.
人若想得监督的职分，就是羡慕善工，这话是可信的。
This is the faithful saying, if a man desires the position of a bishop, he desires a good work.
四章第六节,
Chapter 4, verse 6.
你若将这些事提醒弟兄们，便是基督耶稣的好执事，在真道的话语和你向来所服从的善道上得了教育。If
you instruct the brethren in these things, you will be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished in the words of faith and of the good doctrine which you have carefully followed.
第五章二十一节。
Chapter 5, verse 21.
我在神和基督耶稣并蒙拣选的天使面前嘱咐你，你要遵守这些话，不可存成见，行事也不可有偏心。I
charge you before God and the Lord Jesus Christ and the elect angels that you observe these things without prejudice, doing nothing with partiality.
第六章
Chapter 6
第11节和12节
Verses 11 and 12
但你这属神的人要逃避这些事，追求公义、敬虔、信心、爱心、忍耐、温柔。你要为真道打那美好的仗，持定永生。你为此被召，也在许多见证人面前已经做了那美好的见证。But
you, O man of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold of eternal life, to which you were so called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses.
第十九节,
Chapter, verse 19.
为自己积存美好的根基，预备将来，叫他们持定那真正的生命。
Storing up for themselves a good foundation for the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life.
今天晚上是我们第三堂的聚会。Tonight
is our third session.
其实呢，过去两堂啊，actually, 只不过是我的序言。It's
actually in the past two meetings, they were just my introduction.
今天晚上我们才开始进入这个主题。Tonight
we enter into the theme.
但是。 过去两堂虽然是序言,
although the last two sessions serve as introduction,
但是在我的感觉中是非常的重要,
but in my feeling, they are very important.
我们必须从圣经里面看见,
from the Bible, we have to see this.
神对他的家,
that toward his house,
那个寄望是何等的大,
what a great hope that a God has toward him.
他里面是何等的热切,
and how zealous our God is.
并且他为着他的家，我们看见他是那样的， 也可以说是很谨慎的行事。
And also for the sake of his house, God works everything very circumspectly.
他热切的盼望，他能在地上能有一个居所。
Ardently he hopes that he could find a dwelling place on earth.
他热切的盼望，他能够跟他的百姓能够居住在一起。
Passionately he longs to stay with his people.
我们已经从旧约的历史到新约的历史，看见神为着他的家 伸缩敬上的那个心力。
And also from Old Testament to New Testament, we have witnessed all the efforts and all the work that God has exerted for His house.
我们已经讲过父子圣灵。
We also mentioned that Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
为着要达到这个目的。
In order to achieve this goal,
他们是尽了他们所能的，尽了他们的全力来成就。
They have done everything they could in their might.
弟兄姊妹，我们就知道这不是一件小事。
So, brother and sister, this is never a small thing.
今天神所以建立教会。
Today, the reason God wants to establish His church.
教会必须是神的家。
Then the church has to be the house of God.
教会必须是神国度的彰显。
The church has to be the manifestation of His kingdom.
这是我们神的心中最大的一个寄望。
This is the greatest hope in our God's heart.
我们也可以说，这是神在整个宇宙中间最大的一件事情。
Or we could say that this is the greatest matter in the whole universe.
也是神今天在地上最大的工作。
This is also the greatest work of God on earth.
我们知道，除了这件事之外，神没有别的兴趣。
We know that apart from this, our God has no other interest.
当然，昨天我们已经讲过。
And last night we mentioned also.
这个家是以他的儿子耶稣基督为形象。
This house is based on the very image of His Son Jesus Christ.
这个家是以他的儿子的性质为内容的。
This house's content is also His Son, Jesus Christ.
这个儿子，这个家也是他儿子的一个荣耀的表现。
And this house should also be the glorious manifestation of His Son.
所以我们必须明白神的整个计划的过程。
That we all understand the whole process of His plan.
我们要知道主为什么到地上来成全救恩。
We have to know why is our Lord Jesus came to the earth to accomplish His
salvation. 主付上了这么重大的代价。
He has paid such a great price.
他要得住那件事，定规不是一件小事情。
The thing He wants to gain must not be a small thing.
神为什么要差遣圣灵从天而降？
Why is God has to send the Holy Spirit descending from heaven?
为什么借着圣灵要运行在他的教会中？
Why is it that the Holy Spirit has to move in the midst of His churches?
因为神心中有一个非常大的寄望。
Because in the heart of God, He has such a great hope.
是的，他所有的这个目标呢，是要建立教会。
Indeed, the goal of God's heart is to establish His church.
这个教会乃是基督的身体。
And this church is the body of Christ.
是他极大丰满的一个彰显。
It's the very manifestation of the fullness of God.
但是这个荣耀的见证必须是借着家和国把它彰显。
But this glorious manifestation can only be made known through His house and His kingdom.
所以今天对于我们来讲，
So today, as to us,
在侍奉上，在教会的侍奉上，所最应当注重的就是要把他的家建立起来。
The thing that we have to emphasize most in our services is to build His house.
我们真是感谢我们的神。
We really thank our God.
他拣选我们这些软弱的人来为他做见证。
He has chosen us, the weak ones, to be His witnesses.
我们实在承认，我们对他的救恩认识的实在太少。
We really have to admit that we know too little of His salvation.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
我们或知道或不知道。
Whether we know it or not.
他的灵在我们身上做荣耀的工作。
His spirit is working in us that glorious work.
有一天我们会看见神的心意达到完全。
One day we shall see that His plan will be accomplished.
这是荣耀的盼望。
And this is our glorious hope.
所以我们盼望今天在地上我们就能明白这件事。
Oh, that today on earth we could understand this.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
在头一个世纪。
That in the first century,
神不仅把他心中的旨意启示给使徒保罗。
Not only did God reveal the intent of His heart to Apostle Paul,
他也传递这个热忱到保罗的里面。
But also, He conveyed this very fervor to Paul.
所以我们能看见保罗在地上的时候，为着神的这个目的。
So we see Paul, in order to achieve God's heart,
他不顾任何代价地跟随主,
in order to meet God's heart's desire, that he just followed the Lord without any reservation at any cost.
在极大的苦难和反对的里面,
in this great affliction and opposition, he simply marched forward.
我们可以看见在同一个世纪,
and then we see in the first century,
众使徒们, 特别使徒保罗,
among all the apostles, especially Apostle Paul,
他为着神的家, 为着教会, 这个里面呢, 真是如火焚烧,
for God's house, for God's kingdom, his heart was burning like fire.
所以这也就是为什么他会写了提摩太前书给提摩太,
and this is why Paul wrote 1 Timothy to Timothy.
因为他要鼓舞,
because he wanted to encourage his young worker, so that Timothy would have same minds.
更重要,
more importantly, he wanted Timothy to have the same zeal in his heart.
我们看见使徒保罗不仅是传递神心意的一个人,
therefore, we see that Apostle Paul not only was the person who conveyed God's heart,
他也是传递神的内心的热火热忱的一个人,
he also was the very one who conveyed the zeal in God's heart.
所以我们知道提摩太前书这卷书非常的重要,
therefore, we know that 1 Timothy is extremely crucial,
特别是对今天末后时代的教会,
especially to the churches in the end times.
这卷书真是何等的宝贵啊,
how precious is this book.
它的宝贵就如同以弗所书一样,
his precious value is just like that of Ephesians.
我们都知道使徒保罗, 曾经在以弗所住过三年,
we know that Apostle Paul lived in Ephesus for 3 years.
以弗所的教会是在一个大征战, 属灵的大征战里面被建立起来的,
the Ephesian church was established in this great spiritual warfare.
我们晓得那些异教, 那些规模的那些事物曾经遭受重大的打击,
we know because of all the heresies and because of the demons' doctrines, Paul did a great work to greatly attack them.
所以以弗所教会的开头的成长是非常的刚强的,
therefore, at the very beginning, Ephesian church's growth was strong.
所以神能够借着使徒保罗把他最重要的心意传递给以弗所的教会,
so God, through Paul, conveyed the most important intent of his heart to the Ephesian church.
但是我们知道以弗所书是写给以弗所,
we know that the Ephesians is written to all the brothers and sisters at Ephesus.
虽然是讲到他们中间忠心的人, 但是我们知道那个时候在以弗所的教会里面有许多忠心的弟兄和姊妹,
although it is addressed to the faithful, but we know that at that time there were a lot of faithful brothers and sisters there.
而提摩太前书呢,
what about the 1 Timothy?
是写给一个个人,
it's written to one individual.
是写给提摩太,
that is Timothy.
所以这里很明显地告诉我们,
so here, apparently, it tells us that
以弗所书的启示应该是全教会的人都知道,
the revelation in the book of Ephesians should be known to all at church.
而提摩太前书告诉我们,
and then 1 Timothy tells us this,
人人都应当实行神的旨意,
everyone has to execute God's will.
我们知道这两卷书都是以以弗所教会为背景,
and then we know that these two epistles, both of them have the Ephesian church as its backdrop.
当保罗写以弗所书的时候,
when Paul writes the book of Ephesians,
以弗所的教会正在属灵的高峰上,
at that time, the church was actually at the spiritual pinnacle.
这个教会能够承接神最大的启示,
and this very church was able to receive the greatest revelation from God.
他们教会的光景是非常的美好,
and the condition of the church was wonderful.
保罗说, 你们信从主耶稣, 亲爱众圣徒。
Therefore, Paul says that you who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and love one another.
这说明他们的教会中，他们所有弟兄姊妹的信心都是集中在主的身上。
It indicates that in that church, all their focus of their faith was on the Lord.
然后他们呢，确实的实行弟兄姊妹彼此相爱。
And they actually practice brotherly love.
所以这个教会的光景曾经一度在非常高的一个属灵的境界的里面。
Therefore, we know that this church was once at this a very high spiritual realm.
但是保罗在使徒行传二十章告诉我们。
However, from Acts 20,
当他离开亚细亚的时候
Now Paul told us that after he left Asia,
他在米利都把那些长老们找来了。
At Miletus, he called in all the elders.
保罗的心中已经开始有了一个隐忧。
At that time, Paul had this hidden worry in his heart.
所以保罗对这些长老们说
Therefore, Paul said this to all those elders.
他说我走了以后
After I left,
必有豺狼会进到你们中间。
Wolf would come into your midst.
所以在保罗的心中已经隐隐约约的感觉到仇敌的权势正在开始要攻击。
Therefore, in Paul's heart, very vaguely, he felt that the power of the enemy would come in.
所以当他写提摩太前书的时候
，Therefore, when Paul wrote Timothy,
以弗所的教会已经开始有了倾斜的现象。
In this First Timothy, that the church at Ephesus was on a slant.
这两卷书啊，间隔的时间大概可能只有五年左右。
Between these two books, there was approximately 5 years.
所以，保罗现在心中有一个很重的负担。
Therefore, at this point, Paul has such a heavy burden in his heart.
我们知道使徒保罗是一个爱神家的人。
We know that Apostle Paul was the one who loved the house of God.
他希望以弗所的教会一直能够维系在这个属灵的高峰上面。
He hoped that the Ephesian church would be continue to stay in this pinnacle of the spiritual realm.
也就是能够让神在那里真正一直有安息的所在。
That is that God could always have his rest there.
让神的同在在那里不减少。
So that God's presence would never be diminished.
让神的宝座人就能够设立在他们中间。
So that God's throne would be set up there.
所以因此呢，保罗里面内心的深处有一个很沉重的负担。
Therefore, within the very depths of Paul's heart, there was this heavy burden.
所以他写信给这位年轻的同工。
When he wrote to this young co-worker,
因为那个时候提摩太呢正在以弗所做长老。
At that time, Timothy was the elder of the Ephesian church.
所以这一卷书对提摩太是一个重要的提醒。
Therefore, this book served as such an important reminder to Timothy.
所以他说，在这个时候
，At this time,
你要知道在神的家中。
You ought to know how to conduct yourself in the house of God.
他说这家就是永生神的教会。
This house is the church of the living God.
如果他真是永生神的教会。
If it is really the church of the living God.
具备神的家实际的光景。
And if it does possess all the reality of the house of God,
它就是一个真理的柱石和根基。
Then this church is the pillar and the ground of the truth.
你看，保罗一讲到这里啊，他的灵就很激动了。
You see, when Paul was talking about this, his spirit was so stirred up.
他说大哉。
Therefere he said that
尽且的奥秘
without controversy, great is the mystery of the godliness.
就是神在肉身显现。
That is, God was manifested in the flesh.
这件事情 是会得到圣灵的印证。
And also, this very matter was also witnessed by the Holy Spirit. All the angels were watching.
这个能够传到外邦。
And the very thing could be preached to the Gentiles.So all the people would believe.
最后能被接在荣耀里。
In the end, would be received in glory.
弟兄姊妹们
，Dear ones,
这是今天也是圣灵对我们的心所要说的重要的话语。
This is also the very important word that Holy Spirit today wants to speak to our heart.
所以保罗盼望提摩太 能够把神家的光景就带到正常的情况里面。So
Paul hoped that Timothy would be able to lead the very state of the church back to the normal one.
所以你想想看,
so think of this.
这卷书,
this epistle.
对今天我们这些活在神家中的人来讲,
to all of us today who are living in the house of God.
是不是重要的一个提醒?
Isn't this a very pivotal reminder to us also?
我们也应当像提摩太一样,
so we should also be like Timothy.
要知道如何在神的家中行,
how to conduct ourselves in the house of God.
这个行是非常的重要,
this conduct, the word, is extremely important.
你看英文的圣经里面的, 翻成conduct, 这个字呢, 是一个很重要的字, 这个字也可以把它翻作是引导、管理、经营、表现, 都可以。
This word is such an important word, as the English Bible says, conduct. It connotes the meaning of administration, lead, rule, and also to establish.
或者说我们每一个弟兄姊妹都应该知道在神的家中应该怎样 来表现。
To put it in another word, it simply means that every brother and sister knows how to conduct himself or herself in the church. Now, this is extremely important. Only when we conduct ourselves right, then we could maintain the testimony of the Christ. And only when we conduct right, then we could become the very pillar and ground of the truth.
弟兄姊妹们,
so, dear one,
今天神也以我们行得对为喜乐。
God would be so pleased if we are able to conduct ourselves right.
所以我们呢,应当以行得对作为我们的责任。
Therefore, to conduct ourselves right should be our responsibility.
我们行得对,神的同在定规就充满。
When we conduct ourselves right, God's presence for sure will be full.
我们常常祷告说,主啊,求你用你的同在充满这个地方。
We often pray that, Lord, may your presence fill all of us in this place.
但是如果我们行得不对,
however, if we do not conduct ourselves right,
你再怎么祷告,神的同在也降不下来。
No matter how much more you pray, His presence will not descend.
如果你行得对,
but if you conduct yourself right,
你不需要求神的同在也充满,
you don't even have to ask. God's presence is there.
就像会幕,
just like the tabernacle, just like the holy temple.
当他们能按照神的心意建造起来的时候,
when they were built according to God's heart, God's glory very readily filled them up.
所以这是我们今天在主跟前一个重要的一个提醒。
So this serves as a very important reminder to us.
所以我们再说,
let us say it again.
提摩太前书是写给个人的。
First Timothy is written to an individual.
也就是写给每一个弟兄姊妹。
That is true, it's written to every brother and sister.
这就告诉我们说,
this also tells us that
神的家的正常,
the normality of the house of God,
是人人的责任,
is everybody's responsibility.
不是哪一个工人的责任, 不是哪一个负责弟兄的责任,
it's not the responsibility of a specific worker, nor is it the responsibility of a certain brother. It's everyone's responsibility.
弟兄姊妹们,
so, my dear ones,
当我们把提摩太前书整个读过之后,
after we have read the whole First Timothy,
我们会发现,
then we realize
在提摩太前书里面,
in First Timothy,
保罗没有再提到许多很多高大的启示的问题。
Paul no longer speaks of so many proud, profound things.
他讲到的一些都是一些基要的真理。
What he speaks of is simply fundamental truths.
都是实行的问题。
It's about the questions of execution.
因为什么呢?
Why is it?
因为我们知道提摩太是保罗很亲近的同工。
We know that Timothy was Paul's close worker.
对以弗所书他定规是非常的清楚。
Therefore, we could assume that Timothy was very clear on the decision.
所以保罗对提摩太不需要重新来讲述这些意象启示的问题。
Therefore, Paul didn't have to repeat all this vision and revelation.
那么保罗告诉提摩太的都是有关在神的家中实行的问题。
Therefore, in this book, what Paul told Timothy was all about all the practical issues, how to carry them out.
这两卷书是应当摆在一起的。
Therefore, we know that these two books should be put together.
以弗所书给我们启示，给我们原则。
Ephesians shows us the revelation and also the principle.
提摩太前书讲到如何在神的家中来实行。
And First Timothy tells us how to carry out all these principles and revelation in the house of God.
所以以弗所书是指导的原则。
Therefore, the Ephesians is the very principle of leading.
那么提摩太前书是实行的路。
And the First Timothy is the way of execution.
所以这是非常重要的一件事情。
So this is such an important matter.
若是没有里面的启示，
Without this internal revelation,
我们就不可能有实行的路。
Then there is no external way for execution.
我们没有准确的看见和认识，
If we do not have this accurate, correct understanding,
我们一定没有准确的路可以实行。
Of course, we cannot find the accurate way to actually live out all those principles.
所以这两卷书放在一起有非常重大的属灵的意义。
Therefore, when you put these two books together, then you come up to this very important spiritual meaning.
感谢神。
Thank God.
以弗所书是神计划中最深奥的启示。
Ephesians is the most profound revelation in God's plans.
那么提摩太前书呢？
What about 1 Timothy?
是神计划中最外面的实行。
Is the most external execution of His plan.
所以一个是里，一个是外。
One is interior, the other is the external manifestation.
所以这个时候，
At this time,
保罗乃是把实行的路给了年轻的提摩太。
Paul was showing the young Timothy the way to live out this principle.
这也是今天呢，地上的教会在神的跟前实行的路，最准确的实行的路。
Likewise, this is also the most accurate way for the church to live out God's principles.
提摩太前书呢，一共有六章。
In 1 Timothy, we see there are six chapters.
正好讲到六个重点。
And they mentioned six very important principles.
这六个重点呢，
And these six principles
是今天地上健全的教会所不可缺少的六个条件。
Are the indispensable conditions to a normal church on earth.
今天我们要让神的家能够正常。
So today, if we want to have a sound church on earth, we have to understand these six important points.
那么我想我们下面的时间我们要来把这六个重点和弟兄姊妹简略的有一点的交通。
So that we would like to use the following time to share with brothers and sisters on these six important points very briefly.
感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
神在头一个世纪得到了保罗这么有经验的一个神的仆人。
In the first century, that God had again such an experienced servant.
他能够把他一生侍奉的经历、经验啊，传递给一个年轻的童工。
And he was able to convey all the experiences he had accumulated all his life to Timothy.
结果就传递给了历世历代所有弟兄和姊妹。
In such a way, he also conveyed the experiences to all the saints throughout the generations.
今天我们有了提摩太前书。
Today, we have 1 Timothy.
我们就有了清楚明白的路。
Then we have this very clear, very bright way for us to walk in.
知道怎样在神的家中行。
We do know how to conduct ourselves in the house of God.
那么我想弟兄姊妹，你熟悉提摩太前书的人。
And I suppose, my dear ones, if you're familiar with this First Timothy,
你会看见在第一章的里面明显的是讲到神的话语。
In the first chapter, very clearly, it speaks of the word of God.
所以在这里保罗对提摩太说。
Here, Paul speaks to Timothy.
那个整个的意思就是说呢，头一个我们需要持守的就是不能容许神的话被扭曲。
The first point is that which we have to hold fast to is never allow God's word to be distorted.
不能容许神的话语有任何的错误。
Never allow any mistakes in God's word.
所以在教会的里面。
So in the church.
特别传递神话语的人。
Especially those who convey God's word.
必须要把主的话传得纯正。
Have to convey God's word soundly.
这对我们今天这些常常讲道的人来讲，实在是重大的考验。
Therefore, this is such a great test for us who often preach God's words in the church.
我们都知道今天话在教会中所产生的影响是多么的巨大。
We all know that words could produce such a great impact in the church.
感谢神给我们圣经。
We thank God that He has given us the Bible.
我们知道圣经是神的话。
We know that the Bible is God's word.
但是它是一个客观的真理。
However, it is the objective truth.
虽然它是神的家建造的总原则。
Although it is the sound principle to build the house of God.
但是这些话需要解开了。
However, these words need to be unfolded.
而我们从教会历史里面我们就知道。
And also from the church history we know.
一个人能为神传递话语。
For a person to be able to deliver God's word.
我们常常会受到我们主观经历的影响。
He often is affected by his own subjective experiences.
所以一个侍奉主的人，他能不能在主的手中，经过主的工作，经过圣灵的工作？
So for a person who serves the Lord, whether he is able to experience the work of the Holy Spirit through the Word of God,
这对他后来传递神的话语是有非常重要的影响。
Would greatly impact how he actually preaches God's word.
我们必须被提醒。
So we have to be reminded.
如果今天我们错传了。
If today we convey God's words wrong.
神的儿女们就错行。
Then God's children would conduct themselves wrong.
神的儿女们错行。
If they conduct their way wrong.
教会定规就错建。
For sure, the church would be established wrong.
你读读整个教会历史。
Now just read the whole history of the church.
教会历史上许多的教会都有偏离。
In the church history, the reason why so many churches would deviate.
许多神的儿女们所以会走到那个偏离的路上去。
So many of God's children would go astray into wrong way.
这都是因为错误的教训所带进来的。
It's all because of the ushering of wrong doctrine.
所以今天在教会的里面。
So today in the church.
我们要维护神话语的纯正。
We have to maintain the soundness of God's word.
是每一个弟兄姊妹的责任。
And this is every brother and sister's responsibility.
保罗告彼得约翰告诉我们。
As John has said.
我们作为神的儿女，我们里面有神的灵。
As children of God, we do have the Spirit of God inside us. We have God, the
Lord of life.
Therefore, we should study God's word thoroughly.
我们里面应该能够慎思明辨。
Therefore, in our hearts, we should be able to pass judgment.
但是很可惜啊。
But it is quite a shame.
今天很多神的儿女没有尽他当尽的责任。
So many of God's children have never done their responsibility.
所以有很多时候有错误的教训进来了，我们不能分辨。
So they are not able to discern when the wrong doctrine comes in.
以至于教会遭受亏损。
To the point that the whole church suffers loss.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So my dear ones.
今天。
Today.
我们每一个人都应当好好读圣经。
Every one of us has to invest himself or herself in the word of God. Understand God's word.
叫我们里面能有分辨的能力。
So that we do have this discerning ability.
当然今天传递主话语的人也需要主特别的恩典。
Of course, those who preach God's word need more of God's grace also.
保罗曾经对提摩太说。
Paul once said this to Timothy.
他说你从我已经学了那个神话语的规模。
You have received, learned from me the pattern of the word.
那个纯正话语的规模,
the very pattern of the sound doctrine.
我们感谢神,
we thank God.
在旧约的历史中,
in the Old Testament history,
很多神的仆人们,
many of God's servants,
特别那边先知们,
especially those prophets,
他们传递神的话语。
They conveyed God's word.
他们不仅传递神纯正的话语,
not only did they convey God's sound word,
他们也为着这个传递的话语立下了规模。
But also they have set up these patterns of these conveyed sound words.
到了新约时代,
when we come to the New Testament,
神得了许多的使徒们,
God has gained so many apostles.
所以开头初期的教会中神最纯正的话语都是使徒的教训。
So at the very beginning, the most sound doctrine is the apostolic teaching.
他们不仅忠心传递主的话,
not only did these apostles faithfully preach God's words,
并且他们为神的话立下了纯正的规模,
but also for God's word, they set up all these sound patterns.
其实,
actually,
我们今天更应该明白一件事情。
The thing that today we need to understand more is
全本圣经
and the whole Bible
都是神纯正话语的规模
is the very pattern of God's sound doctrine.
所以传递主话的人最好按着圣经走。
Therefore, those who preach God's words better follow this God's way.
弟兄姊妹，你想想看。
So, brother and sister, think of this.
今天地上的教会
today's churches on earth
有多少人真正按照神纯正的话语的规模？在那里不是呢?
How many people actually serving the Lord according to the sound pattern of God's words?
今天地上教会中关于神话语的传递真是混乱无比啊。
Today, in reference to the conveying of God's word on churches, it's so chaotic and confusing without comparison.
那么这些话语所引进来的是一片的混乱。
And all these wrong doctrines simply bring in the widespread confusion.
所以话语一被破坏了，神的家就遭受亏损。
Therefore, once God's word is destroyed, then God's house will suffer loss.
保罗在这里给提摩太有一个很重要的一个建议。
Therefore, Paul at this point gave Timothy such a crucial suggestion.
在第一章第五节呢,
that is in chapter 1, verse 5.
他说, 但命令的总归就是爱。
Now, the purpose of the commandment is love.
那这爱呢, 是从清洁的心, 无愧的良心和无畏的信心生出来的。
And this love is from a pure heart, from a good conscience, and from sincere faith.
是传递话语最后要达到一个爱的果效。
And the very last effect of conveying God's word is to reach this love.
但是这里重要的是，你这个传递神话语的人，你要爱得对。
But what matters here is that you who convey God's word have to love in the correct way.
这个爱不是一种人的天然的情感。
This love should never be man's natural emotion.
我们爱神。
We love God.
我们要爱神的家。
We should love God's house.
实在来讲。
And truth be told.
今天地上的教会。
On today's churches.
连在爱神爱神的家上都爱得不对。
Today, the churches on earth, even as to how to love God and also God's house, they're not doing right.
那保罗说什么样的爱是对的呢?
Then Paul here is telling us what kind of love is right.
这个爱要对的,第一个要有清洁的心。
First, you have to have this pure conscience.
我们都知道基督徒的心很重要。
First, you have to have this pure heart. We all know that Christian's heart is very important.
我们在教会里也很怕很多神的儿女们无心。
And in the church, there is one thing we dread, is that many of God's children do not have this heart.
如果一个基督徒啊，没有心了，那你在他身上怎么做也没用。
If this Christian does not have this heart toward God, and it really doesn't matter what you could do in him.
奇怪的，有些教会里面又很怕人有心。
But strangely, in some churches, the problem is that too many Christians have too much of this heart.
哇，有的人一开始发起热心来了，全教会都害怕。
When some people is so zealous, all the church is fretting.
所以我常常讲，
无心拖累教会，有心破坏教会。
And that's why I often say this, with this heart, then you often put a drag on the church, and without this heart, you destroy the church.
所以保罗在这里告诉我们，心是重要的，但是要什么？要清洁的心。
As Paul says here, the heart is very important, but you have to have a pure heart.
英文翻得很好，要一个纯洁的心。
A pure heart.
因为你单纯的爱主，你没有任何其他的条件。
That means you just love the Lord simply, without any attached conditions.
你没有任何的利益的。
And without any of your invested interests.
没有个人的好处的。
No personal gains either.
我爱主就是爱主。
I just love the Lord.
这个心要纯洁。
Therefore, this is very important. Have a pure heart.
第二个。
Second.
要有无愧的良心。
You have to have a good conscience.
如果我们的良心有亏啊，
If our conscience is offended,
我们做了对不起神对不起人的事，
If we have done things that sin against God and man,
我们怎么服侍神呢？
How do we serve God?
今天我们看见教会中可怕的现象啊。
Today we have seen this horrific condition in the church.
有人犯了可怕的罪。
That is, people have committed horrible sins.
居然还敢站在讲台上。
And they should stand at the pulpit and speak for God.
真是没有良心的感觉啊。
And they do not have any compunctions of their conscience.
是，我们的行为不完全。
Yes, our deeds are incomplete.
我们会做得罪主的事情。
We will do things that sin against God.
也有很多时候会做得罪人的事情。
Many things we do things that offend other people.
但是不要忘记。
But don't you forget this.
我们不能凭着自己的良心。
We walk not according to our own conscience.
我们的良心要无亏啊。
Because our conscience has to be pure,
blameless. 必须经过主的血的洁净。
And to have this, it has to be cleansed by the Lord's blood.
所以希伯来书第九章告诉我们。
Therefore, in Hebrews chapter 9, we read.
我们的良心经过宝血的洒过之后呢，我们就可以来侍奉神。
Our conscience being sprinkled clean by the Lord's precious blood, then we can come to serve the Lord.
所以我常常对弟兄姊妹讲。
Therefore, I often say this to my brothers and sisters.
悔改是一个非常宝贵的真理。
Repentance is such a precious truth.
这不是光是一次悔改就够了。
This is not just repentance once.
这是我们一生在主跟前的学习。
This is our lifelong learning before God.
一个肯悔改的人就有希望。
A person, as long as he is willing to repent, there is hope in him. Because the Lord has provided a way for us to walk in. So we have to always keep this unoffended conscience. And also we have to have this sincere faith. Faith is simply relying on God. Without hypocritical things. Today we see all the people speaking of the faith.
但是很多的信心只是道理而已。
But so much of the faith they talk about is just doctrine.
常常你们原谅我这样讲，有很多传道人常常发了一封信出去，前面都是讲他怎么样过信心的生活，那么下面就附着一个奉献袋，要你付钱。
Now forgive me to say so. Today we often receive letters from those who serve the Lord. In the beginning of the letter, they would say how they lead their life by faith. Toward the end, they would have an envelope attached for you to donate.
这是今天地上神的家中的悲哀啊。
And this is really the tragedy of the earthly church.
我们已经不多见一些真正凭着信心活在神跟前。
Seldom do we see people who really live in the presence of God by faith.
我前不久去中国。
Not long ago, I went to China.
有人带我去那个 Miss Barber, 就是何寿文教师他埋葬的地方。
Somebody took me to the burial place of Sister Barber.
一个小小的菜园子。
A very small vegetable garden.
他的棺材就埋在那个地下。
That's where she was buried, where her coffin lay.
那天当那个弟兄站在那里说，我们的姊妹就埋在这里。
Then our brother said that this is where our sister was buried.
我的心有说不出来的感动。
And I was just being touched. My heart had this a feeling indescribable.
我们的姊妹,
our sister
是一个真正凭着信心活在主跟前,
was the one who really lived before God by faith.
我的心里也非常的感叹,
and I had such a poignant sigh.
今天真正能凭着信心跟随主的人已经越来越少。
Today, those who really follow the Lord by faith are fewer and fewer.
信心的道是容易讲的,
it's easy to talk about the doctrine of faith.
信心的生活是需要付代价的,
however, the life of faith has to be led by paying a great price.
事实上,只有信心的生活才能产生所谓奇妙的生活。
Actually, only the faith life can produce this so-called wonderful life.
所以保罗告诉我们,
so Paul tells us,
一个对于神和神的家真正的爱必须具备这三个条件。
The love toward God and His house has to have these three qualifications.
如果你有这种的爱,
if you have a love like this,
那么你传递神的命令,
then when you convey God's demand,
就能产生爱的果效,
then it will produce this very effective love.
这是多么重要的一件事情。
How crucial this matter is.
我们希望所有的弟兄姊妹,
so we hope all the brothers and sisters,
我们都有这种属灵的分辨力,
that we all have such spiritual discernment.
我们共同的责任,
together, this is our responsibility.
维护神家,
to maintain the very soundness of the Word of God in His house. History shows us so clearly. When the enemy wants to sabotage God's house, the very first thing to do is to destroy His Word. I don't think I have to repeat the fallen story of Adam and Eve again. The reason man fell is simply because God's word was distorted.
人堕落了,
once man fell, then God's heart to build His house is made void. Therefore, Paul here tells them several things. Some people is preaching other doctrine.
就是另外一种教训,
another teaching.
啊, 就是偏离了使徒的教训,
which deviates from the apostolic teaching.
有人传那个荒谬无凭的话,
some people talk about fables.
很多出于他的幻想,
many of them are simply from their illusion, from their imagination.
这是错误。
And this is wrong.
我们晓得今天在世界上啊,
we know that on earth, our philosophers are those who have most of all these illusions.
比如他没有事做, 他家整天想,
because they have nothing to do except sitting at home and thinking.
弟兄姊妹们,
my beloved, today all these things have already crept into the church.
还有家谱,
and also genealogy.
这个家谱是什么呢?是一种正统的夸耀, 觉得自己出身正统。These
are the orthodox boasting because they think they're orthodox.
还有律法,
and also the laws.
就是规矩制度,
regulation systems.
啊, 我实在没有时间能够详细的
I really do not have time to go into detail to explain them to you.
我希望弟兄姊妹,
but my dear ones, I hope we could all meditate on these things before God.
弟兄姊妹们,
beloved,
圣经不仅给我们有纯正话语的规律,
not only does the Bible give us this sound pattern of God's Word,
我们知道圣经这本书主要的,
but also, more importantly, that the Bible bears witness of Jesus Christ.
那些正确的教导,
all those accurate doctrines will enable man to know Christ more.
也更多吸引人来追求基督,
will also draw more people to follow Christ.
所以这个基督也是神话语的
一个标准，一个衡量的标准。
Therefore, this Christ should be the very criterion to judge God's word.
我们今天实在真是来到末后啊，一个危险的时代。
Today we have already come to the perilous end times.
啊，神的儿女们，很多人都是耳朵发痒。
Now many of God's children's ears are itching.
喜欢听那些新奇的道理。
They love to listen to the novelty teachings.
结果造成很多传道人到处去找新奇道理。
Therefore, this makes many preachers trying to find novel words to say.
这个真是叫人的心很难过。
So this really grieves our hearts.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
在神的家中当怎样行？
How should we conduct ourselves in the house of God?
第一件事情
First thing,
就是我们不容许神的话被扭曲。
Is that we should never allow God's word to be distorted.
不容许错误的教训进到神的家。
Do not allow the wrong teachings to come into the house of God.
我再说，是
Let me say it again.
弟兄姊妹们的
责任。This is every brother and sister's responsibility.
为了时间的缘故，我们必须往下交通。
For the sake of time, that because of this time restraint, we have to continue on.
第二个点,
the second point is,
我们在第二章里面很明显的看见就是祷告。
In chapter 2, very obviously that we can see the importance of the prayers.
其实祷告呢，就是对于神完全的依赖。
Actually, prayers are just the sole reliance on God.
我们都很清楚，祷告是神赐给人最大的权柄。
We all understand very clearly that the prayer is just the greatest authority that man, God gave man.
父自己愿意来听祷告。
Father is willing to hear our prayers.
子愿意做我们祷告的凭借。
And also,The Son is willing to make Himself the very evidence of our prayer.
而圣灵在我们里面要帮助我们祷告。
And the Holy Spirit helps us within us to pray.
神就是为要叫我们这些软弱的人学习来依靠他。
Therefore, God just wants us who are weak to learn to rely on Him.
也许我们说，哎呀，祷告这个题目啊，已经太陈旧了，已经听的叫我们里面呢都。没办法起一点感觉。
Maybe we would say, well, oh, the theme of prayers is so old that to a point that we just can, we don't have any feelings to it anymore.
好像我们都知道基督徒是需要祷告的。
Although every Christian knows he or she needs to pray.
但是我们知道这个祷告是多么严肃的一件事情吗？
But do we know that prayers are such a serious matter?
神把祷告的权柄给我们。
God has given this authority of praying to us.
当你祷告依靠神的时候。
But when you pray and you rely on Him.
那么这里有一个很严格的限制。
And here is a very strict limitation.
就是既然你祷告了神。
Since you are praying to God, then you just have to solely rely on Him. You cannot seek after other help. If you ask for other help, then your prayers are simply a formality. So, brothers and sisters, do you understand the seriousness of prayers? And let me give you a very simple example.
假使今天你是一个很有能力的人。
Today, suppose you are a very capable person.
你有个很好的朋友，他来到你面前，恳切地求你帮助。
And then you have a friend coming to you who fervently asks for your help.
你也答应帮助他了。
And you have promised that you would help him.
你也正准备要帮助他。
And you're ready to help.
结果他转脸又去找别人。
And he turns around and he goes to seek help from others.
你想想你是什么感觉呢？
What kind of feeling would you have?
很多时候我们可能会生气，对不对？
A lot of time we would become very angry.
要不然就是好了，你找他，你找他，我就算了，我就不做了。
All right, since you want to go to another person, forget it. I'm not going to do anything for you.
你知道很多时候我们祷告是这样吗？
Do you know so many times we were praying in such a manner?
我们在这祷告神啊，求你帮助我。
And here we're saying, Oh God, please help me.
爬起来就是找人帮助了。
When we rise up, we go to another person for help.
所以很多时候神说，好，你既然人帮助我，就不做了，你去吧。
All right, so God will say, since you ask for other people for help, let it be.
所以你知道祷告就是对神的信赖。
Therefore, do you know that prayers are the very trust of God?
举个具体的例子说明一下。
Now, I'll show you an example from the Old Testament.
在以斯拉记第八章,
In Ezra chapter 8,
记载着以斯拉的故事。
It records the story of Ezra.
以斯拉是一个完全相信神的人。
Ezra is the person who wholly believes in God.
我们都知道这是被掳归回第二批归回的人。
He is among the second wave of the returned exile.
他是当时的领袖。
He was the leader at those time.
波斯帝国最大的君王啊，跟他呢是非常的要好。
And also at that time, the greatest Persian king was a good friend of his.
非常尊重他。
And he respected Ezra very much.
哦，结果他给了他大批的金银。
Therefore, the king gave him a large sum of gold and silver.
但是我们知道回去的人呢，并不多。
Although we do know that the returned exile, not too many of them. Among them were many women, old, young. And it took 4 months to finish the journey. And the whole environment was extremely unsafe.
他就把他们聚集在河边进食祷告。
Therefore, before they departed, Ezra gathered all the people together by the bank of the river to pray.
以斯拉就说,
After the prayers, Ezra said,
他说呢，如果我现在去求王的话呢，
If now I ask the help from the king,
王尊重他，一定派军队保护。
The king would respect his request and would send the armies to help him. But since I have completely offered my prayers to the Lord, then it would be a shameful thing if we again ask for the help from the king. He deemed this thing shameful to ask for help from
him.
The hand of my God will help us.
啊，我们的弟兄真是一个无畏的信心啊！
Our brother surely had this sincere faith.
结果主保守他们平平安安地回到耶路撒冷。
And then the Lord protected them safely back home.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个真正祷告的人。
So brother and sister, Ezra was the one who truly knew how to pray.
所以今天我们在祷告上需要学习。
Therefore, in the matter of prayers, we have to learn. And also, in the book of Isaiah, it tells us clearly that the temple of God, the house of God, should be the temple, the house of prayers for all nations. So, the greatest characteristic of God's house is prayer. Everyone can come to lean on him. So we have to learn how to pray.
一个基督徒啊，你可能不会读圣经。
A Christian, maybe you might not know how to study the Bible.
我们知道今天在世界上还有很多没有受过教育的基督徒，他根本不识字，所以没办法。
And we also know that on earth there are so many Christians, they are simply illiterate.
你可以不读圣经，不会读圣经。
So it is okay if you do not know how to study the Bible. Maybe you do not have the gifts to preach either. However, you must know how to pray. On the one hand, we know that prayer seems to be very easy. Even the youngest child knows how to pray. But my dear ones, even after you have been saved by grace for so many years, you are so spiritual. You still cannot say that you really know how to pray. In this matter of prayers, this spiritual meaning is so profound. It's simple and profound. So today, every brother and sister has to learn how to pray before God. And this is extremely pivotal to building the God's house.
连我们的主耶稣他自己到地上来,
Even our Lord Jesus, when he came to the earth,
他都成了一个祷告的人,
he became the man of prayer.
在四福音书里面记载了许多主的祷告,
In the four Gospels, there were so many accounts of the Lord's prayers.
他不仅自己祷告, 他还教导门徒祷告,
Not only did he pray himself, but also he taught his disciples to pray.
但是据我的认识,
But as far as my understanding goes, in the New Testament, you never see how the Lord teaches others to preach. He never taught his disciples the methods of teaching, preaching. However, the Lord taught them how to pray.
我们看见神重视祷告比我们人重视多了。
So here we see that God values prayers much more than we do.
甚至主耶稣基督复活升天已经坐在宝座上。
Even when the Lord Jesus Christ is risen and ascended unto heaven and sit in the throne,
他仍旧坐在那里做大祭司为我们祷告。
He is still praying for us as a high priest. Great high priest. Shouldn't we pray? We should.
所以保罗在提摩太前书第二章这里啊,
Here in 1 Timothy chapter 2, Paul
我劝你,
said, I exhorted.
这也告诉我们呢, 祷告是不能勉强的,
it tells us that you can never force prayers on others. We could exhort one another.
在我们那里跟弟兄姊妹讲，下次我们见面的时候，不要问说，你吃饱了没有？不要问这个。So
in my assembly, I would tell my brothers and sisters, next time when you meet one another, don't say, "Have you eaten?"
因为我们中国人最关心吃。This
is our Chinese custom because the thing that we concern most is eating.
我们最好现在每天见面说，你今天祷告了没有？
So but it's better that when we meet each other, we just ask, have you prayed today? Let's exhort one another to pray. Because this prayer has to it cannot be forced upon you. You have to take the initiative. Everyone knows the importance of prayers. We really do not have problems of knowing the importance of prayer. The problem is, we have the problem of actually
carrying it out.
And also we know that the thing that hinders our prayers most is our character. So if your character is you're not willing to be broken up by the Lord, then it's going to be very hard for you to pray. I would originally share an experience I had when I was young to our young brothers and sisters. However, I don't have time.
主很幼年的时候呢，就在这上面做了一个破碎的工作，所以呢，帮助我。
At my youth, that God had done this breaking work in me, and this truly helped me to pray. And here in Timothy chapter 2, the authority of prayers surpasses that of anything on earth. And so this prayer could be for all the people. It's infinite.
不过在这里他提醒我们，弟兄和姊妹在祷告上有一点的困扰。
However, as Paul mentioned here, as to the matters of prayers, there are certain confusing issues here.
弟兄们呢，要避开男人的这个困扰。
So brothers, you should try to avoid all the issues as to this prayer.
男人有什么毛病？男人就很喜欢发脾气，那么很喜欢争论。
What are the man's issues as to praying that people, men like to become wrathful and become very angry?
简单的说就是不肯向自己死了。
Simply put, that you do not want to die to yourself.
啊, 所以我们今天避开这个, 要举起圣洁的手,
That avoid all this. Simply lift up your holy hands and pray. And sisters, the issues are much easier. That is, you should not spend much time on makeup. Girls like to look pretty, so a lot of time you spend much time on putting on makeup. No, don't do that. Just put proper clothing on you, and that's it. And Paul said that just save your time and spend it on praying.
那么第三章,
in chapter 3,
这里告诉我们说, 在神的家中必须要有一个健全的管理。
Here he tells us that in the house of God there should be this sound administration.
当然神在他的家中有教会中有设立领袖。
Of course, in God's house, God has set up the leaders.
这些领袖必须追求属灵。
And these leaders have to pursue spirituality.
这么多年过来，我心中始终有这么一个想法。
So many years have passed, but in my heart, I always have this thought.
教会是属灵人指挥。
In the church, it should be spiritual man rule.
我们不是用了一些位置，把一些人摆上去就可以指挥。
It's not that set up certain positions and for man to rule the house.
教会治理的正常是人的问题，不是方法问题，不是制度问题。
So whether the church could be ruled normally is the issue of man, not an issue of methods or systems.
有这一般属灵的人,
with all these spiritual men, then it is possible to build this spiritual house.
但是今天我们看在地上，人都注重人的才干。 注重人的能力，注重人的经验，注重人的智慧，注重人的学识。
Today we see on earth so many people just value man's talents, ability, learning, experiences.
我们看见这里讲到了监督，讲到执事女执事。
Here we see that it speaks of the bishop, deacons, deaconesses.
讲到他们生活上很多好像看起来的要求。
It speaks of all the qualification demands in their living.
其实这些要求就是什么? 要让他在主面前首先能活得正常。
All these requires are simply for them to live normally before God spiritually.
那甚至对执事讲，他们要固守正道的奥秘。
Therefore, for the bishops, they have to hold fast to the mystery of the Word of God. Therefore, those who serve in the church have to have the revelation, and they also have to hold fast to it. We have to pursue after this wonderful spiritual life. To have a wonderful integrity. Even among the Gentiles, you have to have this good reputation. And we know that this is a good reputation comes from this good characters. And only Christ's characters are good ones. So today for the church to be ruled soundly on earth, there must be a group of people. Therefore, I feel that the spiritual pursuit in the church is extremely important. When a lot of people want to pursue after God, the church would have more useful people to rule the church.
第四个点,
now, the fourth point.
我们人人在主面前呢，都应当追求做一个有用的人。
Everyone before God should pursue to become a useful person.
但是我们怎么样能成为一个有用的人呢？
Now, how can we become useful ones? This can only be achieved according to God's ways.
神的用人呢,
God's servants are always trained by God Himself. They are trained according to God's own methods. I believe the mistakes in the church history is that men try to help God. But we have to know this, that the man's method can never train God's servants. Now 1 Timothy 4:6-16. This is the very best passage of the whole Bible. It tells us how, with what method, God trains His servants.
对不起, 我的时间只有一点点, 所以我很快地把它讲过去,
excuse me, because I only have a limited time left, so I have to quickly go over this.
那么头一个点,
first point is,
就是他在神的话语上得到喂养,
that this person has to be nourished in the Word of God.
因为在中文圣经里面用教育这两个字用得非常的不好。
In the Chinese Bible, the nourish of this word is used as educated. It's very bad.
这个字的原文是 nourish, 就是滋养，是从主的话语里面得到喂养。
The original language simply speaks nourishment, that is, you receive this nourishment from the Lord Himself.
所以主的话不是头脑的问题。
Many of the words, the problem is not the problem of life, but it's the problem of your head. You have to be able to eat God's word. You have to be able to receive God's word. Then could you be used by God?
那么第二个,
now the second thing, you have to exercise yourself toward godliness.
我们尽量向自己死，向神活。
Which tells us, as much as possible, you die to yourself and live toward God.
或者说我们死，让主来活。
Or to put it another way, simply let we die and let God live.
这就是敬虔。
And this is a godliness.
另外呢，要做榜样。
And then next, you have to be an example.
很多弟兄姊妹说，哦，在教会中做榜样，我哪里能成榜样呢？
And many people would say, wow, how could I become an example in the church?
你要记得，事实上每个人都是榜样。
Just remember this, everyone is an example.
那么你不是好榜样，你就是坏榜样。
You're not a good example, you simply are a bad one.
是吧, 无论怎样，你都是个榜样。
Regardless, you are an example.
所以我们就要小心自己。
Therefore, be careful.
另外一个，不要轻看恩赐。
Now next is that do not belittle your gifts. If the Lord has provided us with certain functions, let's fulfill them.
啊,最后,
lastly, take heed to yourself and to the doctrine.
当我们交通讲道给人说，道不是讲给别人听的。
When you fellowship, when you preach, God's word is not given to others first, but given to you. Then you could become a useful vessel in the hand of God.
啊,第五个点,
now, the fifth point. Also, very important. That is, in the house of God,
要维持人际之间关系的正直和公平。
You have to maintain this justice and fairness of the personal relationship in the church.
所以保罗在那里很严厉地在那里告诉提摩太。
Therefore, Paul says it here very sternly.
哇,我不仅在主耶稣基督在神的跟前,在天使的跟前嘱咐你。
He told Timothy that not only before God, but also before the chosen angels, I tell you this. You should observe nothing out of prejudice. We know prejudice is a dreadful thing. Once you have a prejudice, the fellowship simply fails. So this prejudice is a difficulty in your mind.
那么行事也不可以有偏心。
Nor should you do anything with partiality.
我们在教会里最好爱所有的弟兄和姊妹。
In the church, we should love all the brothers and sisters.
我常常讲，在教会里，你给我做了朋友，那个也不是错事情。
I often say this in the church, if you make friends, there is nothing wrong with that.
但是我们对所有的弟兄姊妹呢，都是一，我们爱都是一样的。
But our love toward all the brothers and sisters should be the same.
所以我们在人与人之间的相处上。
So in terms of the interpersonal relationship,
我们的心思情感都要摆在正常的一个。
Our minds, our emotions have to be placed in the right place.
保罗在这里提了很多种的人。
And here Paul mentions so many kinds of people.
对老年的人怎样？对年轻的人怎样？对寡妇怎样？对长老工人怎样？对有病的人怎样？对犯罪人怎样？他讲了很多。
And he says much about the old brothers and sisters, to the widows, and to the sick, to the one who committed wrongs.
甚至提摩太胃有点不好，你看保罗很平衡呢、啊。保罗说你可以喝点酒。
See how balanced Paul was as a person, even when Timothy's stomach was not well, and Paul told him, you could drink some wine. So in the church, those who love to drink wine just love this verse most. Once I went to a brother's house, it just happened, he was holding a wine goblet.
孙弟兄，我喝了提摩太酒。
Right away, he said, "Brother son, this is Timothy wine."
当然，我们需要平衡啊。
Let's be balanced.
所以，在教会里面，人际之间关系的处理也是非常的重要。
So how to deal with this interpersonal relationship in the church is also very important.
最后
，Lastly,
第六章
，in chapter six,
他讲到要持定永生。
Paul speaks of laying hold of eternal life.
在今世的生活里
In the present living,
我们是根据里面的生活生命活在神的跟前
It is that we live according to the sense of life before God.
做主人的人应该怎样
So as servants, you would know how you should conduct.
有钱的人是怎样
As to those rich ones, how they should live before God.
这里鼓励我们过简单生活
Paul encourages us to live a simple life.
有衣有食就当知足。
You should be content with food and clothing.
我常常发现很多基督徒呢，今天祷告的生活被破坏，就是因为生活太复杂了。
I realize that the reason that many Christians' prayer life is sabotaged is because.
你真是忙到一个地步，根本没时间祷告。
They're so busy to the point they do not have time to pray.
也没时间读圣经。
Nor do they have time to study. Even to the point that they do not have time to come to the meeting. Think of this. How difficult it is going to be for you to lead a normal Christian life. We ask the Lord to give us wisdom. We have to follow this sense of life. To follow the Lord, to hold fast to the eternal life, especially in this present day. This holding fast is actually a military term. We have to follow this sense of life so closely. And then the Lord is able to deliver us from this dangerous time. Not only our conditions are normal, then we will make the whole church's life to become normal. Therefore, in 1 Timothy, Paul tells Timothy, If I am delayed, you ought to know how to conduct yourself in the house of God. The six important points is the responsibility for every brother and sister. It's something that every brother and sister has to learn. If we are able to conduct ourselves right in this point, then God, the testimony of God's house will be able to sustain. We thank our God. In the first century, First Timothy did help Timothy. When we read Revelation, we read about this Ephesian church. And it's about 20 plus years after First Timothy.
We see Timothy actually following Paul's teaching.
We see that Timothy did conduct himself right. He did all the right things in the house of God. So the Ephesian church could be maintained continually in a good state. Even though at that point in Revelation, we see that the Ephesian church has already lost its first love. But still, you could see some wonderful things there. Oh, that if today we could all become the Timothy in the end times. Everyone has to receive the very instruction from this epistle. Oh, that may the Lord open our eyes. So we really know how to conduct ourselves today in the house of God. May the Lord gain His dwelling place on earth. May our assembly enjoy more of His presence. May our assembly bring in His kingship. So that we could glorify Him on earth. Shall we bow our heads and pray, please? Lord, we're filled with thanksgiving. How you love your own house. Not only have you redeemed us, that we can become children of God's household. But also we ask that you teach us so that we know how to conduct, we ought to know how to conduct ourselves in the house of God. May all the churches in all the places maintain the house of God. So that your glory will not depart from your people. We know how much your heart
loves
us. How much you want to abide with us. We admit all the debt we owe you. So many times we do not know how to walk. So we
make so many situations that you have no way to come in.
So that we created so many situations that you could not enter into us. We pray that you enlighten us with your very word. We thank you that you spoke in the first century. Oh, that today you will speak to us too. Oh, that this is not spoken by man, but by the Holy Spirit. May we all become people who have ears and could hear. We thank you for your providence. We thank you for your presence. Hear our prayers. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.